Working around bugs in Cyberpunk 2077, but your stomach is making you hangry? Cure your craving with Zaxby's. No need to hit pause. Order Zaxby's famous chicken, sandwiches, and salads for pickup and delivery on the Zaxby's app or over at Zaxby's.com. Cruise the streets of Cyberpunk's Night City while it arrives at your doorstep. Just order from Zaxby's indescribably good menu on the app or online and never miss a moment of game time.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Checkpoint on Campus North. How we're here alongside Jacob Brothers. And listen, we talk a lot about all the esports that are coming out at the college level. We are the voice of college esports. I'm not just saying that just to be, you know, big headed. I mean, we really are. Yeah. But one thing that I definitely want to touch on is the fact that there's not many VR esports. Now, we know VR is a push in gaming that hasn't quite gotten over the hump, mostly because it's very expensive. But college actually has a VR esports league, if you didn't know. Jacob, give us the lowdown on this, because I'm gonna be honest, this is the first time I've heard of this.
Same for me, and I'm really bummed, because VR esports is one of the best things on planet Earth. But yeah, the Collegiate VR Esports League, you know, pretty tough name to swallow. So the CVRE, they're coming back for a season 6. So they've been at this for a while. The two games that are going to be competed in is going to be Beat Saber and Echo Arena, which we know Beat Saber. Well, I see right. Most people know Beat Saber, but Echo Arena is Blitzball with Tron in VR. And so, you know, in my very well experience of 10 hours of Final Fantasy X, you are Mr. Final Fantasy.
Are you telling me that there's some sort of Blitzball analog in VR that I could play right now?
I mean, North, you tell me, because when I was looking at it, because, you know, I played only 10 hours of FF10. No, yeah. And I was like, you know, this looks kind of familiar. And then I watched it, and it's like, oh, yeah, three dudes throwing a ball. And
I'm looking this up right now.
There's the rings that you throw it through and all this stuff. Like, it's insane. But outside of those tournaments, there's also community events that they're going to be holding in their Discord. And team signups are $15 a team. And the final day of registration is February 17th. But yeah, Norris, tell me, what do you think of that Echo Arena? How's that
okay,
look to you?
Okay, okay. I mean, first of all, it's in space instead of in water. But that is Blitzball with a disc instead of a ball, essentially.
With a sci-fi disc, mind you, with people looking like they're from Daft Punk. Like, it's literally Tron playing Blitzball. And it's incredible.
That's pretty incredible. And you know what? If VR wasn't so wonky and terrible to look at as a spectator, if there was a way to pull the view out, which I'm not sure if there is, maybe there isn't an observer mode or something, but if there was a way to pull out the view and look at it almost as if you were watching like a soccer match or an NBA game or something like that, and you could see the movement between all the players, that, I think, would be amazing. Listen, I've said for the longest that Blitzball could be a great esport.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you put it in VR, it could be even better.
Oh, I've never. The only thing that's unfortunate about this is just kind of difficult, like, as you said, for like the viewer part of it, because like your options are the perspective of the people who are doing this, or the perspective of like kind of far away, but where the bodies are moving unnaturally because it's following a human head. It's kind of difficult to get that going, but I think it can be the future, because now we're getting to that line, because obviously we're above the boomer arguments of what's a sport and what's not.
Yes.
But this is an esport where you're physically moving. You know, it does add that next level of like you are doing something. Someone could be better at Beat Saber physically than someone else is better at Beat Saber physically, and so it's interesting to see how that will evolve as VR becomes actually legit, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I think that's a very important point when we're talking about VR esports, because listen, I understand that the use case for most VR games it doesn't exist. I'm going to be honest with you. It's just not a lot of people's experiences are enhanced by VR outside of a few games, but I think this is a really great use case. Because you're right, I think by adding in the physicality element, adding in, you know, somebody physically being more, you know, dexterous than somebody else, I think it could add an element about it that is, you know, a little bit more legitimate to the naysayers out there. I'll just say that. But, you know, I want to take the time and watch some of this. I mean, I'm going to take some drama meme. Yeah, it'll be on Twitch. I'm going to take some drama meme before I watch it because I don't want to get, like, motion sickness. But this looks really cool. You know, and I say really cool as the potential idea. I still think VR games across the board look pretty terrible.
You're correct.
But I think this looks good as a as an idea. So I will be watching this sort of to get an idea of where what the future may hold. But do we have a Discord or a Twitch for this?
Yeah. So as you're looking it up, I was talking about it. Yeah, so they're doing community events, so that's cool. So of like the 10 people that do have a VR helmet, if you're not in the league, you can go do community events of these same two games. And that's just all in their Discord. And then if you want to register your team, your Tron Blitzball team, just $15 a team. Last day to register is February 17th. And go out there and turn some heads.
Literally.
Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esports program in the country. Programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For a Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg, find the college esports community that's right for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.